mercy to the worlds, the mercy to the worlds, the mercy to the worlds, the mercy to the worlds, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Please repeat after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم Viewers of Madni Channel, welcome back to YOLO Series 3, The Mercy to the Worlds. Our magnificent journey through the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we've had the honor and the privilege of going through Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed moments and learning Madni pearls from this. And Alhamdulillah, what an amazing journey it's been. Now, Alhamdulillah, we're going to continue and we're going to be today looking at a chapter which is going to really bring out our emotions because this is close to the time that Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decided to put a veil between themselves and this world. Subhanallah. Let me start by giving you a benefit of Durood-e Paak. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whoever recites Durood-e Paak upon me 1,000 times a day will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah, how amazing is that? That you see Jannah while you're alive. And it only takes maybe 10 minutes to recite Durood-e Paak 1,000 times. If you keep the tasbih in your hand or the counter in your hand, before no time, you can clock up 1,000 Durood-e Paak. And Alhamdulillah, not only will you get all the barakats and blessings of reciting Durood-e Paak, but also you will see your place in Jannah before you die. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now let's go to our question of the day. So our question of the day is that what did Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say about Mount Uhud? That is the question. Now we're going to move to our kalam. Alhamdulillah, we've got a beautiful Nat-e Paak for you. Let's listen to that. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
روشن کر قبر بے کسوں کی اے شمع جمال مصطفی آنکھوں میں چمک کے دل میں آ جا شمع جمال مصطفی اے سبز گنبد والے منظور دعا کرنا جب نزعہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا جب نزعہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا اے نور خدا آ کر آنکھوں میں سما جانا یا در خواب میں آ جانا اے نور خدا آ کر آنکھوں میں سما جانا یا در پہ بلا لینا یا خواب میں آ جانا پردہ نشین دل کے پردے میں رہا کرنا جب نزعہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا میں قبر اندھیری میں گھبراؤں گا جب تنہا امداد میری کرنے آ جانا رسول اللہ میں قبر اندھیری جب تنہا امداد میری کرنے آ جانا رسول اللہ روشن میری تربت کو اے نور خدا کرنا روشن میری تربت کو اے نور خدا کرنا جب نظرہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا مجرم ہوں جہاں بھر کا محشر میں برم رکھنا رسوائے زمانہ ہوں دامن میں چھپا لینا مجرم ہوں جہاں بھر کا محشر میں برم رکھنا رسوائے زمانہ ہوں دامن میں چھپا لینا مقبول یہ عرض میری محبوب خدا کرنا مقبول یہ عرض میری محبوب خدا کرنا جب نظرہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا چہرے سے ضیا پائی ان چاند ستاروں نے اس در سے شفا پائی دکھ درد کے ماروں نے چہرے سے ضیا پائی ان چاند ستاروں نے اس در سے شفا پائی دکھ درد کے ماروں نے آتا ہے انہیں صابر ہر دکھ کی دوا کرنا آتا ہے انہیں صابر ہر دکھ کی دوا کرنا جب نظرہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا اے سبز گنبد والے منظور دعا کرنا جب نظرہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا
سبحان اللہ what a beautiful kalam and just imagine that at the time of death when you're about to depart from this world you get the vision of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam سبحان اللہ wouldn't that end all the difficulties of that time And wouldn't that make you ecstatic that you have the vision of the best of creation at the time that you most need it? May Allah give us all that vision. And one of the ways that the scholars say that you can achieve that is by reciting Durood Pak upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam in abundance. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. We're going to move to our main سلسلہ. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
The mercy to the world.
So, alhamdulillah, you remember last week where we left off was when delegation after delegation started to come to the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Some of the Muslims went out to different villages, different areas of the Arabian Peninsula, and there they reverted people to Islam, they brought people into the fold of Islam, and alhamdulillah, Islam started to spread. But some of the tribes and some of the villages and some of the towns wanted to come to the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So delegations came to Aqa Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, accepted Islam at the hands of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then went back to their villages, and entire villages and entire areas alhamdulillah came within the fold of Islam. Then starts the 10th year after Hijrah. This year was a very, very important year. The most significant event in this year was the Hajjatul Wida, the Hajj pilgrimage, the last Hajj pilgrimage that Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed. This was the first Hajj after Hijrat, after going to Madinatul Munawwara, and it was in the month of Zil Qadha, 10th Hijri. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced his intention to perform Hajj. What happened next was amazing. As soon as people learnt that Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to Hajj, the entire Arabian Peninsula burst into excitement and enthusiasm. They wanted to perform Hajj with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They wanted to join the most blessed and best of Allah Azza wa Jalla's creation on the plains of Arafat and in Mina. And so people started to flock towards Medina in their thousands. Thousands and thousands of people gained the honor of going to the last Hajj with Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Madinatul Munawwara. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed ghusl, got dressed, went to Masjid Nabi Sharif, read Zuhr Salah, and then departed with their blessed wives. Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped at Dhul Hulayfa. This is the maqam about 6 miles out of Madinatul Munawwara where the miqat starts. Here, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stayed there, and Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed ghusl, attaran, applied fragrance. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed 2 units of salah, put on the ihram, and then mounted the qaswa, the she camel of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had done this, and can you imagine the sea of ihrams behind Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited some amazing and blessed words. What were those words? Those who are blessed with Hajj following this beautiful sunnah, and they recite exactly those words. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda وَالنِّعْمَةَ لَكَ وَالْمُلْكِ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ. Can you imagine the voice of Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam going through the air, reaching the ears of the blessed companions, and how happy they must have been? The translation, Oh my Lord, I am here at your service. Here I am. There is no partner with you. Here I am. Truly the praise and blessings are yours. And so is the dominion and sovereignty. There is no partner with you. They departed for Makkah Tul Mukarramah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madin Channel, can you imagine that scene? How many people were there? Imam Baihaqi writes that there were about 114,000 companions. And Al-Zurqani, they write that there was about 124,000 approximately companions who joined Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 124,000 companions, all with ihram on, all repeating labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, after Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was a scene that the world is going to treasure. The earth and the sky are going to treasure till the day of judgment and beyond, because this was something very special. Hazrat Sayyidina Jabir narrates that when we looked around, we could see nothing but people in every direction. On the 4th of Dhul Hajj, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam reached the Makkatul Mukarramah. On hearing the news of the arrival, the children of Banu Hashim ran out in joy. The Messenger of Allah Azzajal sat some of them on his camel. Subhanallah, look at the mercy to the worlds. You remember when Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam reached Madinatul Munawwara, the girls of the tribes there came, Banu Najjar, they came onto the roofs and they welcomed the best of creation. Here the children again came, and the love and affection they got from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so amazing that Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam picked some of them up and put them on the she camel. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then stopped, led Salatul Fajr. He then entered Makkatul Mukarramah, and at the time when the sun had fully risen, entered Masjidul Haram. Subhanallah. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first placed their blessed eyes on the Kaaba, subhanallah, he made the following supplication. O Allah, you are the bestower of peace, and from you is all peace. O Allah, keep us alive with peace. O Allah, increase the honor, glory, renown, and splendor of this house, and increase the honor, glory, esteem, and dignity, and righteousness of those who sanctify it by coming to it to perform the Hajj and Umrah. When Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reached Hijri Aswad, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissed and placed his hands upon it. Then he performed tawaf of the Holy Kaaba while performing Ramal. Each time the Messenger of Allah reached Hijri Aswad, he sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would gesture toward it with his staff and then kiss the staff itself, istalam. The Messenger of Allah azzawajal performed istalam of Hijri Aswad either by kissing it with his lips or by kissing it with his hands after placing them on it. And it is narrated that it is proven that many times Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also made istalam of Rukne Yamani. When the tawaf was complete, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Maqam Ibrahim, the station of Ibrahim, performed two units of salah, and returned to make istalam of Hijri Aswad. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then proceeded to Mount Safa and recited the following verse upon it. No doubt, Safa and Marwa are among the signs of Allah. Then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed the sahi, the ritual walking between Safa and Marwa. He did not remove his ihram after completing Umrah. On Thursday, the 8th of Zulhajj, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam set out for Mina, where he performed five salahs, Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, and also Fajr of the following day. On Friday, the 9th of Zulhajj, the day of Arafat, after performing Salatul Fajr, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proceeded to the plains of Arafat. During the period of ignorance, people, the Quraysh, in a show of superiority over other Arab tribes, would camp at Muzdalifah instead of Arafat, where others would camp. An inequity that was not acceptable in Islam. Allah had commanded in the Holy Quran, "Then, O Quraysh, you too return from the very same place, Arafat, where all other people return from." Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrives in Arafat. He pitches his tent and thereafter delivers a sermon at the setting of the sun while seated on the Kaswa. The farewell sermon. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, what an amazing sermon this was. This was the sermon of the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal, which explained essential injunctions of Islam. It erased all evil and immoral practices. It got rid of rituals of the period of ignorance. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced, "Listen carefully. All customs and traditions pertaining to the period of ignorance are crushed beneath my feet." Similarly, in eradicating un-Islamic practices and people who had their pride and discriminated against others and discriminated on the basis of lineage and heritage and ethnic identity and nationality, and in establishing inequality in Islam, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "O people, indeed your Lord is one, and so you are the children of one father, Adam. Listen. No Arab has superiority over a non-Arab, and no non-Arab over an Arab. Neither does a white person hold superiority over a black person, nor a black person over a white person, except by virtue of piety." Further, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam established peace and harmony in the world. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to say,
Your blood and possessions are sacred until the day you meet your Lord, the day of judgment. Like the sanctity of this day, this month, and this city of yours. Subhanallah. Ending the sermon, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you shall be questioned before Allah regarding me. So what will you say? All those present said, we shall testify to Allah that you indeed conveyed the message, fulfilled the obligation of your messengership, and counseled us with wisdom. On hearing this, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised their blessed finger towards the heavens and thrice said, O Allah, bear witness. O Allah, bear witness. O Allah, bear witness. Subhanallah. During this sermon, while Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was conveying this message, the creator of the heavens and the earth, Allah Azza wa Jal, revealed this ayat of the Quran, Surah Maida, verse 3. This day I have perfected your religion for you and completed my favor upon you and have chosen Islam as your religion. Subhanallah. Everything had been completed. The perfection that Allah Azza wa Jal had sent to mankind had delivered a message which was to resonate till the day of judgment. He taught mankind everything they needed to know to live their lives. He took them out of the doldrums of darkness and into the light of Islam, onto the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had single-handedly changed the whole world and the whole universe. And up until the day of judgment, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, because of the nur, the light of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the world would be enlightened and would be forever, it would be forever clear that the path to Allah Azza wa Jal was illuminated. The throne of the King and all of all kings, it is worthy pondering over the fact that Nabi Akreem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the greatest of mankind. He was conveying the divine message. His throne at the time of conveying this message was a simple she camel. And yet, the owner and master of the universe was such that he was in such a simple state. The history of mankind had never seen a king like this. Mankind hadn't seen sincerity and simplicity like this. Mankind had never seen humbleness like this. Having conquered the Arabian Peninsula, having fought with the Byzantines and everybody else, having 124,000 companions following his every footstep, yet still, no one could say that this beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was anything other than the most dignified, the most humble, and the most perfect of Allah's creation. After the sermon, Nabi Akreem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read Zuhr Salah and then Asr together with a single adhan, but an iqamat for each, after which he proceeded to Mawqif. He engaged himself in supplication near the Mount of Mercy, Jabal Rahmat, until the sun set. Thereafter, more than 100,000 pilgrims made their way to Muzdalifah, where he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delayed al-Maghrib and performed it together with al-Isha with a single azan but two iqamats. Nabi Akreem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then spent the entire night in Muzdalifah supplicating for his ummah and then made his way to Mina. For those of you who have been on Hajj, that night in Muzdalifah is amazing. That night in the open sky is just beyond explanation. The feeling there, because Nabi Akreem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on those plains of Muzdalifah near the mountains, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat and all night prayed for me and you. When you go there, if you haven't been, make the preparations and go on Hajj. And when you get to Muzdalifah, just think that this is the very place that the best of creation, the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat and he prayed for me and you all those years ago. This was the amazing mercy of Nabi Akreem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't just make one dua and then get up and rest. No, his mercy was so amazing that he sat there all night, the scholars write, and just prayed for his ummah. Subhanallah. How lucky are we that we have such a loving, caring master, a guide, a prophet, who spent most of his life praying for me and you. Subhanallah. Nabi Akreem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He then took the route to Mina via the valley of Muhassir and reached Jamara. So Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to Mina and then to Jamarat, which where he stoned, where the Jamarat is, where you stone the shaitan. And Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Learn the rites of Hajj from me, for I know not whether I will perform another Hajj after this." Because the best of creation knew that this was their last Hajj. People flocked to learn the deen. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches people in relation to Hajj. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then delivers another lengthy sermon similar to the one delivered in Arafat, clarifying the rules of Islam and then proceeding to the slaughter area. Now something amazing happened. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had brought 100 camels to sacrifice, some of which he slaughtered with his own blessed hands while instructing Hazrat Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala to slaughter others. All the meat, skins and reins, etc. of the animals were given in charity. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed that the fees of the slaughter would be given separately and not from the slaughtered animal itself. And then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had their blessed head shaved. Hazrat Sayyidina Ma'mar ibn Abdullah shaved the blessed head of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the companions had another barakat. Some of these hairs were spread amongst the companions and they were distributed. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Talha al-Ansari, whilst the rest discussed amongst the companions, wanted this. These hairs were spread, and even to this day, when you see the blessed hairs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people had. Some people kept them all their lives and took them to their grave with them. Others used them for shifa. When somebody was ill, they used to put the Mu'i Mubarak into water and then give the water to the patient, and the patient used to get cured. Some kept it for other things. These were the blessed Mu'i Mubarak. These were the blessed hairs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned to Makkatul Mukarramah to perform tawafi ziyara. Then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made their way to Zamzam, where the family of Abdul Muttalib were drawing Zamzam water from his well and pouring it out for the pilgrims. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Draw the water, O sons of Abdul Muttalib. Had I not feared what people would do, I would have certainly drawn the blessed water with my own hands and drank from it. Had I done so, the people would have crowded around you and snatched the buckets from your hands to draw the water out with their own hands." Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's vision and Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's understanding of people's psychology was such that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "If I take out the water, they will know that it's a sunnah and they will not let anybody else do it. Everybody will perform it. And practically, that will not work. And therefore, I will not do it." Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala then poured Zamzam for the Messenger of Allah azza wa jal in a pail, which Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drank, standing up, facing the Qibla. Following this, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned to Mina and stayed there until the 12th of Zulhajj, pelting the stone pillars, Jamarat. After sunset, the Messenger of Allah azza wa jal left Mina for the valley of Muhassab, where he stayed the entire night. He performed Salat al-Fajr in Masjid, and then after performing Tawafi Wida, prepared to return to Madinat al-Munawwara with the Ansar and the Muhajirun. Allahu Akbar. Sermon at Ghadir al-Khum. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then gathers all those present at Ghadir, a place en route to Madinat al-Munawwara, and he delivered the following sermon. "O people, I am the perfect human being. I am about to receive a messenger, the angel of death, from my Lord, and I, in response to Allah's call, would bid farewell to you. But I am leaving among you two weighty things. One being the Book of Allah, in which there is guidance and light. So hold fast to the Book of Allah and adhere to it." He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, exhorted us to hold fast, told us to hold on to the Book of Allah, the Holy Quran. This was your life. This was your existence. This was everything. Then the second thing Aga Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The second is my family. I remind you of Allah in regards to my family." He also said, "Ali is the master, Mawla of whoever I am the master of. O Allah, love the one who loves Ali and oppose the one who bears enmity against him. Subhanallah. This was the last sermon of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam narrated the excellences of Hazrat Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the scholars write, this was because some people from Yemen, and so Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressing just this particular group, made this sermon, dispelling any misconceptions that were caused and any misunderstanding of the great lion of Allah, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Then, in the 11th year after Hijri, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prepared another expedition, Saraya Usama. This was the Battle of Usama. This was the last army that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent. On Monday, the 26th of Safar, 11 Hijri, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded the Muslims to prepare for battle against the Byzantines. The following day, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam summoned Sayyidina Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu anhu, saying, I appoint you as the leader of the army and instruct you to march to Ubna, the place where your father was martyred. You should swiftly proceed there and launch a surprise attack on the Kuffar in the early hours of dawn, giving them no opportunity to prepare for battle. On Wednesday, the 28th, Safar, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became ill. Yet despite this, the following day, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tied the flag of Islam with his own blessed hands and handed it to Sayyidina Osama, instructing him, fight in the name of Allah and in the way of Allah against those who disbelieve in Allah. Sayyidina Osama ibn Zayd appointed Sayyidina Buraida to carry the flag, and on leaving Medina, he camped Al-Jurf, waiting for the rest of the army to join. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then learnt that some people were objecting to the appointment of Sayyidina Usama radiallahu ta'ala an, because he was very young. The scholars write that he was only 20 years of age at the time. So they started to question this. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became upset by this. So much so that having tied a cloth around the blessed head, because Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had headaches, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam covered themselves in a mantle, ascended the pulpit, and delivered a sermon. If you are questioning the appointment of Osama bin Zayd as the commander of the army, then remember, you questioned the appointment of his father as the commander of the army before him. By Allah, his father was an able general and worthy of the position, and so is Osama. And he, like his father, is someone I hold most dear. Hence, I command him for you, for he is one of your most righteous men. After this, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned to their home, and the illness increased. On the 10th of Rabi'ul Awwal, some companions came to visit Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to seek permission to join the army al-Jurf. On the 11th of Rabi'ul Awwal, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's condition further deteriorated. Sayyidina Osama bin Zayd also came to visit the Messenger of Allah and seek permission to leave. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw him, but due to illness, could not speak. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised their blessed hands towards the sky and rubbed them on the body of Osama. Hazrat Osama states, from this I understood that the Messenger of Allah azza wa jal was supplicating for me. After this, Sayyidina Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala proceeded to Al-Jurf, where the formidable army of the Muslims was now gathered. On the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal, Sayyidina Usama bin Zayd commanded the army to depart. As he was about to mount his horse, a messenger sent by his mother, Sayyidina Ayman, hastily arrived and informed him that the Messenger of Allah azza wa jal were in their final moments. On hearing this unbearable news, Hazrat Sayyidina Usama, Sayyidina Ubaidah, and others immediately returned to Medina al-Munawwara. When they reached Medina, they found Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their final moments. It was on this very day, late in the afternoon, that the Messenger of Allah azza wa jal departed from this world. Indeed, we belong to Allah, and indeed to Him we shall return. On learning this news, the army of Sayyidina Usama returned to Al-Madinah. However, despite reservations being expressed by some, the army were dispatched and at the end of Rabi al-Akhir, by Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, to the mission that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given them. Sayyidina Usama radiallahu ta'ala proceeded to Ubna, and after a fierce battle, gained victory over the Kuffar. He was able to avenge the martyrdom of his father, slaying the assailant along with many others. He returned to Al-Madinah after a period of 40 days, bringing with him a large amount of war booty. This was the last battle that Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had prepared. The mercy to the universe, the one sent by Allah azza wa jal, for the sole purpose of conveying the final message, the decisive message, the clear message to propagate Islam to the slaves of Allah azza wa jal, the absolute proof, and the one who successfully delivered the message, departed from this world. The short answer to this is that thousands of prophets and messengers came to the world to propagate the word of Allah Azza wa Jalla. However, if one was to collate the efforts and achievements of all the prophets of Allah Azza wa Jalla, they would pale into insignificance when compared to that of the final messenger of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the emissary of Allah Azza wa Jalla, this beloved Habib of Allah Azza wa Jal, Sayyidina Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kindled a candle such that it shone forth. And looking at the achievements of the other prophets, it is like a candle. And looking at the achievements of the best of creation, it is like the sun. And when the sun shone, the achievements of the other prophets were magnificent, but they paled into insignificance. It was a drop in the ocean. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's efforts, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's constant battle against the munafiqun, against the kuffar, against those who had gone astray, standing up for truth and justice, brought a revolution and changed the fortune of the entire universe. He took the creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla from the pit of darkness to the zenith of enlightenment, transforming the lowest of creation to come to the heights of perfection and come close to Allah Azza wa Jal, to become the al-awliya of Allah, to become the slaves of Allah, to become the pious people of Allah, to give recognition of Allah Azza wa Jal, to give their lives in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, to sacrifice their desires in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the message was so bright and was so clear and so amazing that 1400 years on, it still burns amazingly. Subhanallah, the seal of all prophethoods. This was the end of prophethood. This was the final chapter. This was the best of creation. And he had delivered his amazing message. Viewers of Mandi Channel, this was the life of Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In next week's episode, I'm going to try and give you some more details in relation to the exact departure of Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The mercy to the worlds.
Now every week what we do is we have some easy good deeds. And this week I've got a beautiful easy good deed for you. It is very easy. It's a matter of just learning how to do it. And alhamdulillah, you will be able to gain extra reward. Now these sorts of deeds are so simple that you can do them fairly easily. It takes a little bit of practice. Once you get into the habit of this, then alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, you won't have a difficulty and it will become second nature. You know, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam hadith mubarakah about this particular deed. You know, if you pray namaz with a particular beautiful sunnah, the reward is that your good deeds will increase 70 times. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever wears the blessed Imam al-Sharif in namaz, the namaz will be worth 70 rakats more. It'll be 70 times better than praying without an imamah. Then in another hadith of Mubarakah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, reading namaz with an Imam al-Sharif gives you 10,000 good deeds. It is equal to 10,000 good deeds. Imam ke saath namaz 10,000 nekiyon ke barabar hai. Ke reading namaz with an imam is equivalent to 10,000 good deeds. And then in another blessed and beautiful hadith of Mubarakah, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if you read imam with a Jummah, it is equivalent to reading 70 Jummahs. Subhanallah. You know, so if you read imam, if you read namaz Jummah with an imam sharif, you get 70 times more reward. So it's like reading 70 Jummahs, subhanallah. And is it equivalent to this? This is how amazing this beautiful sunnah is. There are lots of sunnahs of how to tie an imamah, but it is the crown of the angels. The prophets loved the imamah. In fact, it was the sunnah of the prophets as well, and the sunnah of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to wear an imamah sharif. If you learn to tie it, it may be 1 or 2 days that you struggle and you have to learn the art. But then, if you have a hard hat, you have the imamah sharif, and you use it for your salah, alhamdulillah, easy good deeds, you will be able to gain all these extra deeds with little effort, because this is a beautiful sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm going to come to the answer to the question. Wow, that was another beautiful one. What did Akka Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say about Mount Uhud? That was the question. Let me tell you. Akka Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Mount Uhud loves us and we love it. This was a beautiful mountain. It's going to be the mountain of Jannah. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loves it. And you know, when you go to Madinatul Munawwara, what a beautiful sight it is. When you visit Uhud Sharif and you pay your respects and you honor the Shahada of Uhud Sharif and you pay your respects in the court of Hazrat Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, the beloved uncle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then you, alhamdulillah, look at this beautiful mountain. Subhanallah, it is a sight to behold. Subhanallah. That brings us to the end of today's silsila. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the blessings and barakats that we have from the life of Akka Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from what we've learned, and let us act upon the beautiful sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam to protect our salah. And the last sermon, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I'm leaving you with the Quran, and I'm leaving you with my Ahlul Bayt. Let's read the Quran, love the Quran, and love the family of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam." Amin bi jahi Nabi Amin sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al Habib sallallahu taala. Ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The mercy to the worlds, 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 sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.